Are these extraordinary men? Extraordinary athletes, yes. But like you and I, life hands them the same lessons in pain, loss, and triumph. The game provides a window into the human spirit, and it's that spirit that connects us all. Every day is a new opportunity for success, just waiting to be written.
Welcome to another edition of Eagles Unscripted. I'm Scott Graham, and coming up on this week's show, we're going to be joined by Derek Landry, Eagles defensive tackle.
And he is thrown down on the backfield by Derek Landry.
He gets up the field and makes a huge stop in the Bears' backfield.
We're joined now by Eagles tight end Brent Celek. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You kind of just keep going. And, you know, we watch over the course of the years, and you go out there, you play, you're productive. How do you maintain that kind of consistency playing football?
I would accredit it to a lot of hard work. You know, growing up early on, you know, I always saw my parents working hard, doing things the right way, and it always seemed to pay off. And I think that's kind of how I live my life, whether it's on the field or off.
Now, according to Mom and Dad, they knew this was coming from the time you were two, because you were beaten on the TV set while Mom was washing the dishes, and basically telling them that not only did you want to play football, you wanted to play football on television. I mean, that's a heck of a view that you had coming from age two.
Yeah, I always knew when I was young that I loved football. I didn't know it was that young, because I don't remember that. But I always grew up watching Notre Dame every Saturday, and I loved it. And I always told myself, yeah, I want to play football for the rest of my life if I can do that. So I always worked hard every single day to get there, and, you know, finally it paid off.
So was it about this time that you started looking at some tape of what some tight ends in the NFL could do and apparently, according to your coach, stole the tape, never gave it back to him kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, always when I was in college, high school, I was always watching as many games as I could, always watching the tight end, just seeing what they were doing. You know, grew up watching guys, you know, really, Witten was one of them that I was watching a lot. Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, Shockey was a big one. Just trying to get little things from them, you know, that I could do or things I could improve upon. And, you know, just kept working hard. I mean, you can't sit there and think that you're at that level, you know, with those guys. When you're not, you know, you got to keep working hard. And even where I'm at today, you know, I still look up to those guys and still try to get to their level. You know, no matter what people tell me or the things I'm doing, how good of a game I have, you know, you can always get better. And I think if you continue to think that way, you'll continue to play every game, you know, in the manner you should.
You might have trumped them all, though, this year, because you hurdled Ed Reed. You not only hurdled Ed Reed, you really hurdled Ed Reed.
Now he comes to the near side to Celek. Celek at the 40. Midfield, leaps over a man, comes to the 40, and goes out of bounds at the 43. Brent Celek, he's not a gazelle, but he leaped over a diving raven and made a 23-yard gain.
He's a hurdler.
After that's all over, and it's being run back on television all week long, it's all over every channel and everybody... There's no moment where you went back, you took a look at the video, maybe paused it right at the top of the leap over the top of him and said, yeah.
I saw the picture. You know, people have sent me the picture back and forth, and it's a cool picture. I mean, it's something that's awesome. I love it. And but it's one play, and you've got to move on. You got to understand that you can't live off of that one play. You know, you're as good as your last play that you've played. So I try to keep my head level and keep going.
I think probably one of the coolest things is you grow up 18 years of your life with your brothers, your sisters, your parents, and usually when people get to the age that we're at, you don't get to spend that much time with them anymore. And so for us to be able to spend a month, 2 months with our family, the people that we grew up with, it helps keep you guys connected. To be able to spend this quality time with our family up here, they understand that, you know, season time is season, and that's our time to work. So,
great relationship all the way on through with your family, I got to assume.
I've got a great relationship with all my brothers and sisters. I got four younger brothers and sisters, and you know, it hasn't always been the smoothest. But I've always tried to set a good example for them. And, you know, a way that you can go about life and do it the right way. And I learned that from my parents. So I just want to set a good example for my brothers and sisters. And, you know, being the oldest brother, I couldn't be prouder with how they're all living, everything that they're doing. You know, I talk to my parents all the time about how my sister's doing, how my youngest brother's doing, and it's always positive feedback, and how successful they are in their separate jobs is awesome.
Did you know that one brother was going to be a football player?
He was always a football player. I wouldn't say he necessarily had the passion for football that I did. So I always told him, listen, you can do this. And I think over time my brother, you know, grew to love the game.
People probably don't know that your brother was actually roommates with Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Before Nick ended up going to Arizona. Now, did you get any advance warning on what you were getting from your brother? Was he able to come away with any dirt that you really had to use on Nick when he got here?
I've got a few things on Nick. I can't really talk about them. But yeah, I've got a little bit of dirt on Nick. And Nick gave me a little bit of dirt on my brother, so it worked both ways. But they actually have a matching tattoo on the inside of their arm, which is funny. I make fun of them all the time about that. They went out one night and got matching tattoos.
Part of what we do here at Eagles Unscripted is give you an opportunity to just kind of react. So we're going to play a little word association. If you want to turn around and take a look up at the screen. Can you explain that, first of all?
Oh, terrible hairdo. My mom hated me for that. It was just a perm.
Yeah.
I just felt like doing it.
Right.
There are some things I've done in life that were really sporadic that probably shouldn't have done.
Did you know right from the beginning that that was a mistake, or did it take a while?
It took a while. I thought it was cool at first, actually.
Did you really?
That's what's bad about it. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was cool. It smelled terrible, too.
When we come back, we'll have more of our conversation with Brent Celek here on Eagles Unscripted. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show it to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing it will always blow and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show it to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
Looking, looking, firing. Caught, Selleck, 40, 45, and banged out of bounds as Brent Selleck inside the Jets, 45.
It's time for our Geico Ask an Eagle question, and today's is from Chris Rodriguez. The question is this: if you had an opportunity to play as a teammate with any player, current or past, who would it be and why?
I would have always liked to play with Jerome Bettis. He was the guy I always looked up to. The way he played the game, how hard he ran the ball. You know, I felt like he was a true team leader. I would have liked to play with him.
Is there any of Jerome Bettis in you in the way you play now?
I try to. He runs people over a little bit more than I do.
You jump over them.
Yeah, I try, but guys in this league are big, strong guys. So, you know, just even playing now makes me have so much more respect for what he did.
Part of your job as a tight end is being tough, being able to go up the seam, to be able to catch the ball. You're in spots, you're going to get hit hard, and you're going to get hit really hard. Can you ever really prepare yourself for that type of thing? Do you get used to it over time, or you just, I know this is coming, here it comes, just hang with it the best I can?
Yeah, you know when the ball's in the air that a hit is going to come from either direction based on where that safety was the last time you saw him. So it's something that you've just got to blank out of your mind. You've just got to try to focus on catching that ball, and then whenever the hit comes, it comes, and it's part of football. It's tough. It's not easy, but, you know, you got to do it.
I think it's very important that you find something that you can do, that you enjoy doing, that you can do once football is over. And in this business, you never know when it's going to end. You have that whole injury factor there that you have to equate into this big picture. And so on the other hand, if they do have that business, I want them to really focus in. I don't want to lose focus on their job as a football player. But they can do both. To be very direct, they can do both, and I encourage them.
There's a lot of different things that you got your hand in outside of football. That's a lot of interest. That's also having to know a lot of things about running a lot of things or doing a lot of things. Where does that come from?
Well, my grandparents, they own a construction business. My parents own hair salons. My uncle owns a motorcycle shop.
So it was always there.
So it's always been in the family. And all my business opportunities really have been allowing somebody to do something even better than what they were doing before. The chemical business is something that I started with my cousin. My cousin has really been my best friend growing up through the years. And, you know, had a tough time where I think a lot of the people in the family kind of gave up on him. You know, I still stuck by his side, and I always believed in him. My cousin really turned his whole life around and started a business, and now he's very, very successful. And so I think it just went on from there, and I realized that this can change somebody's life. You know, you can help put somebody back on their feet when, you know, they're not doing too well or they could be doing better. That's the case in every single situation. Finding somebody that is maybe not being treated as well as they should be and allowing them to, you know, make more and do something on their own.
In that vein, not in business but in charity, tell me about your foundation.
The Take Flight Foundation is something I started a few years back, and it's really to help sick and underprivileged kids and their families. So we do a lot of work at the hospitals around town, and what we've really tailored it to is putting either a locker or a zone, an area, where kids can go to play video games, watch DVDs, basically take their mind off of, you know, what's going on with them at the hospital. So any way that we can help, you know, lessen that trouble, we will do it.
That's got to be equal parts inspiring and heartbreaking, I got to imagine, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you hate to see kids that are sick. But if you can put a smile on their face, it feels pretty good. And, you know, you hope that things work, and you hope what you're doing is making a difference. And I feel like a year ago, I was in a store, and this lady came up to me, and she's like, "You're Brent Selleck?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Well, I just want to tell you that I had a kid. My son was in the hospital, and you know, we used your locker, and it made a world of difference for us. So it made me feel good. Like, what I'm doing is actually doing something.
When we come back, we're going to go from offense over to defense as defensive tackle Derek Landry joins us here on Eagles Unscripted.
I got to make it interesting. You know?
Now listen to me. I've seen you grow as players and grow as a team. And no matter what happens out there, you will walk out of this locker room better than when you walked in. Win or lose, you are all champions.
These have always been the rooms where teams are built, and Sports Authority will always supply just the right tools. Because we have everything for every team with unbeatable values. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments. With NFL Red Zone, you're there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. And ESPN Goal Line gives you unlimited live cut-ins to all the best action in college football. Plus, the Watch ESPN app lets you take the action wherever you go. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Doug, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show it to me.
There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy: divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Now listen to me. I've seen you grow as players and grow as a team. And no matter what happens out there, you will walk out of this locker room better than when you walked in. Win or lose, you are all champions.
These have always been the rooms where teams are built, and Sports Authority will always supply just the right tools. Because we have everything for every team with unbeatable values. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Manning back again. He's rolling. He's hit. He fumbles. And it is recovered by the Eagles. Derek Landry on the football. And that could seal it.
Welcome back to Eagles Unscripted. As we continue here on the program, we're joined now by Eagles defensive tackle Derek Landry. Welcome aboard. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I say back. You're back this year. And I guess there were some people that were wondering whether or not you would be.
Sure.
You know, the options might have been out there. They certainly were there for you to be able to talk to a couple of teams. Why did you come back?
I wanted to be here. This is a place I enjoyed playing. The guys, the coaches, the organization. It's something you want to be a part of. It's a team you want to be a play for. And that was big for me. I mean, you know, there's football is career-wise, it's short. And, you know, you want to make the most of it while you can. But it's just, this was the fit for me.
You've been quoted as saying that the thing you like most about football is the brutality. The fact, you know, where can you go kick the crap out of somebody and not get arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? I mean, was that something that was always in you? Was that something that was always in you in the game?
I think it started when I was younger with my dad. Just kind of, you know, his little quotes of go and get tough, tough, get going. And kind of started it, and I think it really came out in high school. We had the best high school football program in the country, and it still is. We won 3 national titles while I was there. And you know, the coaches kind of just put that in us, grinded us in us, that work ethic, that what it takes to be number one type of mentality. And I think that's where I learned it, and you know, I was fortunate enough to have good coaches along the way to continue that progress with me.
You talked about your time playing high school. My understanding is you had a pretty good running back that you played with at one point there.
Yeah, the best. I played with a few good players at my time there. DJ Williams was one of the starters. He's a linebacker at Denver right now. And he was the best in the country when he was there. And then we had another little guy, a little bit smaller than him,
maybe a little bit smaller than most running backs, but probably more powerful than any of them, and Maurice Jones-Drew. He was drafted to Jacksonville, went to UCLA, drafted to Jacksonville, and then I was fortunate enough the next year to get drafted as well to Jacksonville. So it made the transition into NFL easy for me. I went and lived with him for a little while and kind of learned the ropes from him in that sense. And, you know, I think Shady's a heck of a running back, top running back in the NFL. And Maurice is, you know, my brother, so I'm a little biased, but I think he's the best dang player, you know, most valuable player almost every year. You know, I'm godfather to his first son, Deuce, Maurice Jr., and our wives are both friends, both family. Call it our kids, you know, uncle. He's my kid's uncle, I'm his kid's uncle, and, you know, it's a good family atmosphere.
So in that good family atmosphere, people don't understand this. You line up across for him.
No, I'm going to hit him as hard as I can.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you do that? How do you guys figure out a way to deal with that and then walk off the field, put your arm around each other, and still be the same?
Those are brothers. Brothers fight. You know, you get in arguments. But, you know, we're also competitive. We compete. We golf in the off season together. We're competing every stroke that we play. We try and win every hole against each other. Whether we're playing Madden, whatever we do, we're competing. And whether it's on the field, off the field, you know, when we line up across from each other, he's going to hit me as hard as he can. And I'm going to hit him as hard as I can. And that's just the way it works. Off the field, after the game, you know, hug, do all that stuff that brothers do. But, you know, on the field, you're competing, it's work, and you want to win.
The wheel has come a long way. And now there's one that can do more than just take you places. It can find them too. The new Super Pages mobile app. Spin, find, done. Get more results in more places faster than ever before. Local search has evolved. Download it today and take it for a spin. What you want.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, for all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, The Power of Physical Therapy.
You're a history buff.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Again, I enjoy it. I think there's a lot to learn still, and I don't think we've really learned everything that's gone on in this world and in our country and the crazy things that are going on right now today. And it goes back to slowing everything down. I think if people slowed things down, you'd get a clearer image of what's going on. It's, you know, the old saying, when you talk too much, you can't hear what's going on or see what's going on. I think that's, people get too caught up in themselves and what they want to do and what how they perceive things. And I think it's a big mistake.
Let's find out how much you do know. You ready for a little test? When was the last time you took a history test?
Oh, 6 years ago.
All right, well.
Maybe even longer than that, because we mostly wrote papers. But
this is unscripted, so we didn't even give you a chance to study.
Yeah.
You ready?
All right.
Who was the ruthless ruler that united most of Asia in the 12th century? I'm going to throw C out with Bruce Lee. I'm pretty sure it's not him. So you could phone a friend in this spot. You can ask the audience.
We'll go with A.
You're going to go with A. Genghis Khan is correct. Excellent. All right, Greek mythology. Which titan joined Zeus in revolt against the titan leader, Cronus?
I didn't get much into the Greek stuff. But
honestly, neither did I, but...
I'll throw it out there. I'll go with A again.
A again? And A is correct again. All right. Last question. What year were the Philadelphia Eagles founded? Now, if you're noticing on any of the logos that are on any of the stuff that you see, and I'm giving you a hint, somewhere in this place, the answer might be sitting.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Oh, man. This is, you're going to have to edit this one out for me. I don't know. I'll go with
1933 is correct. Apparently you're a little bit better at that perhaps than you thought.
I got to make it interesting, you know.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Now you're rocking the mohawk.
Rocking
it. Is it freshly trimmed down here? Or
oh no, it's a mess. It's a mess right now.
Do you want us to clean it? We did bring.
Oh no, no.
Do you want us to clean it up?
No. Well maybe well, after
let's
a week.
Should we get the neck?
You should line up the neck. Yeah,
line it up. Just for TV purposes.
There we go.
See, here at the NovaCare Center, what we figured out is that, you know, you look good, you play good.
Yeah, take
part
care.
Part of that is grooming and maintenance. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help my fellow teammates.
Look at that.
Yep.
You just saved me like $10.
Seriously. Don't move.